Well, Representative Height and Senator Rosenboom, you just got done talking with the Pella School Board about a multitude of issues that relate to the upcoming legislative session in education. What was that back and forth like, and what were some of the things you were able to talk about?
Well, it was a positive back and forth, I think. It's always nice to have Senator Sinclair here with you when you're talking to a school board, because she knows education backwards and forwards. And so we had a good discussion about some positive things I think we've done the last few years relative to teacher pay and that sort of thing. And a good discussion about looking forward to the next session. We do have something of a budget surplus, which is encouraging. And I hope it's encouraging to the board members that we're in pretty good shape financially and that we can keep moving forward in a very positive way in their world.
And I agree with Senator Rosenboom. These sorts of discussions are very helpful and, quite frankly, critical when we do our job to hear from our local school boards on what's important to them, but also explain kind of where we're coming from, especially when we're talking about the budget, what we're working with. And so, I am looking forward as well as Senator Rosenboom to next year and seeing what we can do with the increased revenue. But I always appreciate these discussions.
Well, and a lot of the discussions had to center around mental health. A lot of them, as you mentioned, had to go with funding. When you think about the next session, what are the things you're already starting to look ahead to now? I know we're still a few months away, but when you think about education, obviously it always starts with the budget. But from there, you serve on the committee still, I understand.
Right.
So what are some of those things, then, from a House perspective, if you could follow up?
Well, Senator Sinclair enunciated some of the priorities she has as the Education Committee Chair in the Senate, and that is to make further inroads into the inequities that are built into our funding formulas for schools relative to transportation and per pupil costs. So I'm encouraged to hear her taking that bull by the horns again. And certainly that'll, aside from the budget discussions and the budget increases that we'll talk about, that's very encouraging to hear her talking about those things.
From the House?
So I think, our priorities are probably very similar to the Senate. The budget issues, the mental health is a big issue and will continue to be a big issue. But just as you heard in Andrew, the things that affect our local schools are just about everything we do. You know, we talked about a worker shortage that they are experiencing, just like other sectors in our economy are experiencing, manufacturing, service industries, all of them. So all of what we do really affects education, and to keep an eye on all those things again, like the worker shortage and how it affects our local schools is important.
Well, I'm catching you right after the latest revenue estimating conference came out. Now, these numbers will not be the numbers you're working with when you convene in January, but maybe an important first look at what that's coming up. So we're coming off of a budget surplus from the past fiscal year. Our current fiscal year, you've already budgeted for, and then coming up the following year, about a 2.5% increase or so is what we're roughly seeing. When you think about those initial budget numbers and then all the priorities that you're trying to continue to fund, what does that budget discussion even look like now, even though you don't have those final numbers?
Well, I think the take-home message there is that even in the face of a depressed ag economy in the state of Iowa because of some of the issues that we're dealing with at the federal level, trade issues and so forth, that we're still showing good growth in the state. And I think that's affirmation that the policies we've implemented the last few years are headed the right way. And we'll continue to have those discussions because there's two sides to every budget issue, right? There's the spending side, but there's also the taxing side. So anything we can do to keep taxes minimized for Iowans is an important part of the discussion.
So obviously those numbers are encouraging, and I agree with Senator Rosenboom that especially given our current ag economy, it's extremely encouraging. One thing, I sit on the Ways and Means Committee, and so while Ken's right, we talk about the spending and the appropriations. I'm thinking from my standpoint, those numbers are great because our tax cut triggers are likely to be met. And so those, I'm very encouraged by those numbers and look forward to, number one, ensuring that our tax cut triggers are met. And then also using what money we have to work on those priorities, both in the education, but also in other areas that we're looking at throughout the state.